Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Just talking books.
Oh, yeah. I've just picked up this one.
Don't ruin it.
Okay.
What's this one about?
I'll let Jenna say.
Hi, Jenna. Welcome to 95 BFM Breakfast with Mikey Havoc. Jenna's here to tell us from Time Out Bookstore and just a book lover in general. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm just going to talk about some of my favourite books of 2018 because it's my last review of the year and you might be thinking of Christmas presents.
Oh, it's that soon. Shit.
That soon. So I'll just run through them and just tell me to stop when you're sick of hearing about it.
No, keep going.
Okay, so for my favourite novel of 2018 is My Year of Rest and Relaxation by Otessa Moshfeghi. This came out mid-year. I just scrammed through it. It's so funny. It's about an unnamed narrator who decides she just wants a year off. And she has this really corrupt psychologist who will prescribe her anything she wants. And she juggles her medication to keep her asleep as long as possible. So she'll wake up about every 3 days and
go to the toilet.
Have a little bit to eat. But she finds that she's been actually out and about and she can't remember. And so she doesn't know what she's up to.
A corrupt psychologist then. Yeah.
So it's set in the year 2000 in New York. The narrator is 24 years old. And it's kind of...
Oh, I can imagine after 24 years you'd need a year off.
Just a year off.
Oh, poor thing.
But it's very... actually very black, but it's very hilarious well. Yeah. And it's quite, I guess, one of those books that you read and it kind of turns out to be something else entirely.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, so I loved it.
Is that a twist, you say?
Well, not so much a twist, but, you know, she kind of packs it with a punch at the end, kind of a punch in the guts. Yeah, so I just thought it was really funny. Otessa Moshfeghi wrote this book a few years ago that was shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize called Eileen, which was this dark, creepy... She likes quite dark, creepy female stories and getting into this inner psyche of a young woman, and I just loved it.
Nice. So that's number one. Are we going in order here?
Well, I've just got categories from different sections. So my favourite memoir this year is called We Can Make a Life by Chessie Henry. And this is
a nice
young New Zealand writer. She lives in Wellington, but she grew up around Christchurch. And her dad was in the CCTV building as a doctor and helping, and he had a breakdown after that. And then also her mum's house was destroyed in the Kaikoura earthquakes. So it's a family story, and it's a story that we've heard lots of different parts of before, but she tells it in such a beautiful way. And I just found it very moving and very smart, and... yeah, she's a great writer. It's quite hopeful. And it's kind of about the plight... Well, it is about the plight of rural doctors and the pressure that they're under in New Zealand. And that's what she started out to write, but it turned out to be a great family story. I just think it's very sad, but it's beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah. That's called We Can Make a Life by Chessie Henry?
Yeah, that was so good. My favourite picture book this year... It's called...
The Bomb.
The Bomb. But it's also simultaneously published in Te Reo, Te Pohu.
Oh, right.
So this is the most adorable...
By the way, I know that you've been learning Te Reo, and that was beautiful pronunciation just
there. Oh, thanks, Mikey. That means a lot. So this is written by Sasha Kosha. It's published by Huia, who do really wonderful Te Reo picture books. It's the most beautiful story of a little boy that just wants to perfect his dive bomb.
That sort of bomb.
It's so cute. He has the most beautiful illustrations, and his kuia, his grandmother, really, you know, gets him to do it because he can't do it in front of anyone else. So he does all the practicing. So it's just his beautiful illustrations. It's such a New Zealand story, you know. It brings back those visions of on road trips and seeing all the kids jumping off the bridges, and it's just
I've just opened up to him sort of saying, do an amazing bomb around here and you'll be something all right. And then cutting to it, and the next page says, You'd be someone.
You'd be and someone.
And look at him. Look, it's like he's standing around there. Well, it looks like the Point Aaron Bulls sort of thing or something. And look at all the other admiring bombers.
Yeah. Oh, so cool.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, bro. Or something.
Yeah, it's just adorable. And I just love what Hui are doing. And Sasha Kotter has just quite charming stories.
It's actually got some, okay. Is grandma talking to him about a staple? What about a knee lock, bottle pop, coffin drop? Want to land in a V? Okay. See, these are things that as a young East Coast based white kid.
Yeah.
I never got my grandma never told me about the bottle pop and the coffin drop. Okay, right.
I know. So this is
good learning, good tool as well.
Good tool. You can learn some good techniques to show off at the pool.
Yeah.
And the one that Tess is looking through is my favorite cookbook of the year.
Tess is losing her shit today.
I haven't actually had a chance to squiz through it.
It's about that time of the show too, Tess. Normally about this time of the show, I'll press a button, turn the mic off, and Tess will look at me and go, last night I cooked da 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 da. And with such, and she's really excited about it.
Beautiful book.
Ideal Christmas present.
The book is Ottolenghi Simple.
I want this for Christmas.
And so Ottolenghi is probably one of the best-selling international cookbook authors in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And he has his restaurants in London.
Is that his surname or both names?
Jotam Ottolenghi.
Wow,
and
okay.
So his really famous books like Jerusalem and the Plenty, the vegetarian ones. But with those older books, which they're great, but you look at them and they have these huge ingredients lists and there's a few odd things where you think, where am I going to get that? Where I think he's taken this feedback and made a simple cookbook.
And it's amazing.
It's very easy, and then there's lots of ingredients in there that you think, where would I get that? But he'll always say, instead of using this acho chili, you can use paprika. And that's the kind of chef that I am. I'm just, well, not chef, cook. Just
it's a book for student flatters. It's the baked mint rice with pomegranate and olive salsa.
But a lot of the recipes is
Belgur with tomato, aubergine, and lemon yogurt. No, but we're talking.
I made that last night.
That's the one you flicked open to, and
it was easy as. Chucked in the. I use farro instead, just in the tomato thing. Yeah. Roasted some eggplant.
This is the bulgur with tomato, aubergine, and lemon yogurt. I mean, look at it. All you need is that, you know?
Do you know what that cost me? I went down to the fruit shop, $10.
Oh, stop it.
I feel like some of those recipes would be quite cheap to make.
So that's not only a wonderful present, that's an investment.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
That is definitely something with his older books that would be. I'd always look through them and be like, this looks great, but I'm never going to make that.
Yeah, you're like cutting, you're like julienning, bits of things.
Whatever that means, even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me.
So those are some of my favourite books of the year that I haven't been able to talk about for previous reviews. So it's not saying that the other books I've reviewed I haven't liked. But My Year of Rest and Relaxation is my favourite novel. It's the one.
Would you read it again?
I would read it again.
Often think that there is a read again factor with good novels, but sometimes they can just be such boomers that you go, wow, that was that. I know the secret.
Yeah.
I know it. I've read that and I don't. Like,
if I was on a long holiday.
Yeah.
And
And
maybe for a year.
I guess for
maybe,
you.
Maybe just a medicated holiday for a year.
You've got a lot of books to read, so it's probably like a time factor.
Totally.
But if you had all the time.
If I had all the time. And for music stuff, there's lots of music memoirs out this year.
We've had some amazing music memoirs in Loose Reads this year.
Yeah,
we've had some amazing music.
I heard you
books.
Bought one over the desk.
Straight
last
over
week.
The desk, no discount, boom.
I think you should have got a discount.
The Beastie Boys book.
Beastie Boys, I think, would probably be the one of the year, which you'd learned about last week. But we've got some good ones for your mum and stuff. So there's Tina Turner, Michael Hutchins.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's written by Tina sister, Turner.
Roger Daltrey, Dad Rock. And then Lily Allen for your, whoever likes Lily Allen. There's a bit of a music memoir for everyone.
That's actually really good, that one.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I haven't read any of these, but there's a good, our music section is pumping at the moment.
Yeah,
and there's some good stuff in there. But
sometimes some people are on a home detention and unable to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
But enjoy reading books. What a wonderful thing to be able to do too when you're paying off your debt to society. Can they order some of your stuff online is what I'm trying to ask you?
Oh, totally. Do you know, I have a customer in Huntley Prison and he writes me letters and talks through what he wants, and then I send some, mail some suggestions back to him, and then he'll write back saying what he wants. It's quite a long process, but, you know, we can do it.
Yep.
Web orders, we're firing them out at the moment, so you can do it all on... You can be on the internet when you're on home detention.
I'm just saying, yeah, of course you can.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, easy.
Yeah, oh, but not necessarily just home detention. Other people who can't necessarily get to the job.
Yeah, totally. Everyone can do that, and all around New Zealand as well. So, yeah, we're still delivering, and we can do it in 1 to 2 days. So
probably won't see you before Christmas, will we?
I know.
All right, well, I'm very glad you bought in your favourites this week.
Yeah, a round of Christmas cuddles. And do you guys do, like, on your website, do you do, like, a list of your favourites? Because you guys have amazing taste, and that's why we love having you on the show.
We have our staff picks, and we have our staff picks for the year, and then we have our current staff picks. So that's, you can see what everyone in the store really loves at the moment, and just come in because we can just fire off those recommendations very easily.
You've got a rad kids section too, but I didn't want to say that on air because other people might go in there before me and get all the good stuff. But yeah.
No, it's good. Well, thank you for having me, and we'll see you in 2019.
Thank you very much for being part of the show this year. We really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
That was Loose Reads.